Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from Him who is King, who reigns, and who shall return to judge the earth, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Matthew writes of it, chapter 25 of his gospel. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Thus far, the word of the Lord our God. And so, dear friends of Christ, last Sunday of the church year, it begs a question. What side will you be on? What side will you be on? When the heavens rend and open wide, what side will you be on? When the trumpets sound and the lightning streaks from east to west, and the King arrives in His glory and in His utter majesty, the state of exaltation, dear friends of Christ, what side will you be on? Because you see, there's only going to be two sides on the last day. The right side, the left side. The right side will be saved, eternal life, everlasting bliss, the joys of heaven, angels and archangels, and all the company of heaven, friends in Christ, I can hardly wait. Not so the left side, not so much. For they will be assigned to the abyss, they will be assigned to the darkness with Satan and all of his evil and all of his angels, and there will be weeping and there will be gnashing of teeth. Friends of Christ, which side will you be on? Oh, that's simple, we might say. I'm just going to skip it. I'm going to sleep in that day. Oh, no. That's not going to happen. For you see, no one can skip that day. Whether you like it or not, no one can skip that day. Not a single person in all the world is going to be able to skip that day. All will have to stand before the King in all of His glory and His righteousness. Indeed, no one can skip it. Everyone's going to be there from every tribe and from every language and from every culture and from every nation and from every people group. They're all going to be there from every age in history. Dear friends of Christ, can you see him? Hitler standing before the King. Oh, you mean he's real? Stalin is going to be standing there. Murder of millions. Oh, you mean he's real? And yes, Lenin will be there. Oh, you mean he's not the opiate of the people? A drug just to pacify us? He's real? Indeed, he's real. And Darwin will be there. Imagine the surprise on his face. And Devin Kelly is going to be there. Church shooter. He's going to be there trembling in his boots before the King. And friends of Christ, your grandmother's going to be there. And your cranky uncle's going to be there. And your little wacky cousin is going to be there. And your next door neighbor with his noisy dog, he's going to be there too. And guess what? You're going to be there. And I'm going to be there. We're all going to be standing in front of the King. No one will avoid that day. No one can skip in. Skip out on it. We'll all be there before the King. And then it will begin. The books will be brought, Revelation says, and they will be opened, and the names will be read, and the great separation will take place. The separation of the sheep and the goats. In other words, the believers and the unbelievers, those who confess Christ and those who denied Him, they'll be separated, dear friends. They'll be separated. One from another. And some will be placed on the right side of the Lamb. And some will be placed on the left side of the Lamb. And we will see it. We will actually behold with our eyes
who belongs to the Lord for real. For real. For the wheat and the tares until this time have been separated, and the church, it is said, is somewhat hidden and we cannot see it, but now it will be made manifest before all people, friends of Christ, what an amazing day this is going to be. And not just an amazing day, but it's going to be a surprising day as well. There's going to be some surprises on Judgment Day. The Lamb in all of His glory is going to call some to His right side that we might not expect to find there. There's going to be a murderer over there on His right, who while he was in prison fell to his knees trembling, confessing his sins and clinging to the cross. There's going to be a lawyer over there. Yeah. Who discovered another form of justice, a higher form of justice, a justification that pours from a cross, and who fell on his knees before the Lamb. There's going to be a politician there. That's surprising. Yes. Actually, one who knew there was a greater power than his own, who fell before the grace of Jesus. It's going to be a surprising day. Judgment Day will be, dear friends of Christ. And we go to the left side, and that's going to be a surprise as well, who we find over there at times. Yes, there may be someone on that left side whose name was on a church roster, who they thought, thinking that was their ticket in life. Be someone on the left side who maybe was a famous philanthropist, gave millions and millions and millions to the righteous causes of the world. Worshipped by all, ain't I great? Look, world. And he'll hear the words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And on the left side, there may even end up a priest, minister, who looked oh so holy, but yet counted on his own righteousness instead of the righteousness of Jesus. Friends of Christ, what an amazing day this is going to be. What a stunning day. A day filled with grace, yes, with glory, but a foreboding day for some, as the sheep and the goats are separated. Oh, surely not, the world says. Surely not. You Christians are wrong. God doesn't separate. What does the world tell us? The world tells us all faiths are valid. All roads lead to heaven. Heard it many times at a funeral. All spiritualities count. God accepts them all. We hear from our world indeed that all altars are just fine. All human opinions about God are just acceptable. Absolutely. Indeed, universalism reigns. Convergence theory is our mantra. God is open-minded and he's tolerant, and he will accept all of any agenda, any religious concept in their mind. He will accept them all. For God is made in our image. Friends, that's not the God of Judgment Day. There's going to be a separation, whether it offends the world or not. The God of Judgment Day will know only one standard. Did you believe in my Son? That's the standard. Did you believe in my Son? But you see, that's how righteousness comes, by grace through faith. Did you believe in my Son? That will be the standard. Did you believe in the one who I sent to live for you and to die for you and to rise for you with a mighty rising, destroying death and the grave? Did you believe in my Son? That will be the standard, dear friends. The one whom I sent to a cross, to a brutal cross. The one upon whom I placed every sin ever performed by the world. The one upon whom I poured out my wrath. The one who was your substitute. The one who took your place. Did you believe in my Son? Friends of Christ, that will be the one standard on Judgment Day. Did you believe in him who was sent, the lamb who bled for the sheep. Did you believe in the one whose blood cleansed you? Whose blood washed you? A mighty washing, as we've seen again this morning. Jordan's river of grace flowing through this place, a mighty baptism. God claiming a child for His own. God marking that child for eternal life. God placing the sign of the cross on His forehead and upon her heart. Indeed, that'll be the standard. What does Mark 16:16 say? He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. That is you. That is you. The baptized. The washed. The cleansed, the forgiven, the pardoned, the ones justified in the blood of the Lamb, those declared innocent in God's sight. Come to my right side, you will hear. Come to my right side. Oh, beautiful words. Until then, dear friends, what will be happening? Matthew describes it today. What will be happening? Well, those that are saved, those that are filled with the Spirit, those who burn with faith in the Lord, they're going to be busy. They're going to be busy, dear friends, not with the matters of the world. They're going to be busy with the matters of the Lord. They're going to be busy building the kingdom of God, showing the mercy of the Lord, extending grace. Because that's who they now are. A new creation has been made in the holy waters. They're going to be busy feeding the poor, clothing the naked, visiting the prisoner, extending God's mercy, welcoming the stranger. They're going to be busy. And it's going to come so natural to them that they sometimes won't even realize that they're doing it. When, Lord, did we do these things for you? Indeed, when you did it for all those brothers of mine, you were doing it to me. Really, Lord? Yes. They didn't even know that serving the Lord, it came as natural as breathing. Because that's who they now were. New creations. You know the grace is working when that takes place. You know the Spirit is working when that takes place. The saints building a kingdom for the Lord. And they will hear it. No, they didn't build it to be saved. They built it because they were saved. And they will hear it. Come to me, you are loved by my Father, and inherit the kingdom. The kingdom prepared for you. And so, yes, dear friends, what a day. What a day comes to mind today, last Sunday of the church year. The great separation. The sheep and the goats. That's why there were three crosses on Mount Calvary. Ever wonder why? It was a picture of how the gospel will be received and is preached. Some will reject, some will believe. And ultimately it becomes a picture of this final day. The day that some will be on the right and some will be on the left. And to those on the right, we will hear the words, yes. Come into the kingdom prepared for you. Oh, remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom. I will. In fact, today you will be with me in paradise. What a wonderful day, dear friends. What a wonderful day. Let us rejoice in that day, long for that day. Let us prepare for that day. In the name of Jesus, the great King, the Judge, who shall arrive. with angel armies. In his almighty name, amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in him who lives and reigns, who is our eternal King and Judge, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friends, let us confess his name again. Joining our voices with that of the early church, let us confess his name in the words of the Nicene Creed, found on page 158.